The latest dish to go viral in China is fermented and, above all, as NPR's Emily Fang reports, delicious. Here is her look into why the pandemic was the perfect time for snail noodles.
Sometime during the first year of the pandemic, I became addicted to snail noodles, or luo shi fen. They're a type of rice noodle dish from southern Guangxi province. The slippery noodles bathed in a broth of river snails and topped with odorous goodies like fermented bamboo shoots, tofu, and salty lemon vinegar.
So the stinking snail soup, snail noodle soup, is from, it's not from the snails. What is it from?
It's from the pickled bamboo shoots.
This is Mei Shanshan, a Beijing-based food blogger who patiently walks me through each aspect of Guangxi cuisine.
This is really good.
Thank you. What is it?
This is, just eat it.
It's some kind of like
important rule in China eating is don't ask what it is.
Much of the food relies on fermentation, meaning snail noodles are quite possibly one of the worst dishes to make at home. The smell of the pickled toppings and the stewed snails can linger for hours. Yet it was the pandemic that brought snail noodles from provincial obscurity to national fame. Online influencers with tens of millions of followers began blogging about the disgustingly good snack.
It's like suddenly it got popular. I think it's one of the first waves, 电商, 就直播带货电商, live eating shows is from Korea. Just a lot of people were looking for crazy, like smelly, ridiculous things to eat.
And soon, dozens of brands for make-it-at-home snail noodles began selling out. Stuck in small apartments in lockdown, Chinese eaters nonetheless took a shine to snail noodles, and they bought 1.1 billion packets of noodles last year alone. This snail noodle craze has meant big business for Liuzhou, the small city in southern Guangxi where the dish was first perfected. Its warm tropical climate makes it perfect for farming river snails. So that's where I went to see how the fervor is playing out. Liuzhou native Deng Yujie was among a few dozen clientele enjoying lunch at one of the hundreds of snail noodle restaurants that pepper Liuzhou.
I eat snail noodles at least once a day, really. The taste really suits Guangxi people. It's sour and spicy. Once you get used to the taste, you don't really notice the smell anymore.
The Provincial Snail Noodle Association sets specific flavor standards. Other than acidity of the pickles and the spice of the chili, there's also the springiness of the noodles, the umami of the snail broth, and the diversity of the toppings. All these flavor elements can be customized here at one of the dozens of factories in the Liuzhou Snail Noodle Industrial Park, set up by the local government.
The snail noodle supply chain is incredibly automated now. It used to be a very labor-intensive process, but now human workers merely have to service the machines to do everything.
This is Mr. Tang, an engineer at one of the factories. He requested only his last name be used as provincial authorities had not approved the interview. And without government support, snail noodles likely would not have become the viral hit they are today.
The local government really gave this industry a lot of support, from tax breaks to power and utility subsidies. They helped us standardize the industry and scale up.
Noodles have breathed new life into Liuzhou, once a manufacturing hub making trucks and cars. But in the 1990s, there was a round of layoffs nationwide as struggling state firms went bankrupt. In Liuzhou, many of the unemployed entered the food business, setting up small roadside shops and food stands. By the 2000s, they'd set up some noodle factories and chain restaurants. The pandemic was the lucky break they needed. There's now a snail noodle vocational school, which the local government set up to train people in how to make the snack, and an army of professional marketers who make live streams all day to sell the stuff. Dou Ya, a live streamer, rattles off her standard sales pitch for us. Dou Ya works out of an office building designed especially for influencers. Inside, she and her colleagues boil noodles while surrounded by sparkly iPhones and studio lights. They live stream for nearly 24 hours a day, split into three shifts, to sell one particular brand of noodle.
The market is ever-changing, so if you don't keep up, you'll be tossed aside. Money isn't as easy to earn these days with snail noodles.
That's because she faces stiff competition. Nearby, in the Liuzhou Snail Noodle Industrial Park alone, there are about 4 dozen different noodle brands. And food bloggers are already shifting attention. They're on the hunt for another quirky, smelly snack that might keep us entertained for another year under lockdown. Emily Fang, NPR News, Liuzhou, China.